The Wonderful World of Blue by Dawn. With support from International Bird Rescue and the Marine Mammal Center. Drip, drip, drop, drop, drop. Blue droplets fall outside. Ugh, look, it's raining, pouts Sis. Can we still go to the park to see the ducks? Asks Brother. Not until the sun comes out, says Dad. Although my backyard plants sure need this water. While Mother Nature is cleaning up out there, why don't we clean up our home too? Suggests Mom. No, says Sister. Arr, Brother blurts out. You look gloomier than the rain clouds, Mom says. Why don't we think about cleaning from nature's point of view? Brother asks, what do you mean? Dad adds, from seals in the ocean to ducks at the park, everyone deserves a clean home, right? Sister studies the rain outside. Drop, drop, drop. Hey, I have a big idea, she says. I know how we can help after the storm. Follow me. Ducks have their own food, just like you and me, Sister gushes. So we shouldn't feed them. And let's be sure not to leave any of our food or trash lying around. Then Brother notices a fishing pole and fishing gear. Oh no! The hooks are sharp and pointy. The fishing line is very tangly. If hooks, nets, and fishing lines are left out or broken, Brother realizes, that could really hurt one of these ducks. We should make sure not to leave any out at lakes, rivers, and oceans too, chimes in Sis. I know just where we can go next. This way. Bark, bark, bark. Is that Bella, our dog, barking? Nope, it's a slippery sea lion. They jump and dive and swim and play in their home near the pier. What's this? The sea lions are having so much fun, Bella wants to join them. Bella is very friendly, but take a look. Do some sea lions seem scared to you? Sister notices Bella scaring the sea lions. Come on, Bella, says Brother, putting on Bella's leash. Even a dog as sweet as you can scare wildlife. Let's all give the sea lion some space. Bella is sad for a moment, but then she sees something flip-flopping way out in the blue. Let's kayak over to get a better look, suggests Mom. Great eye, Bella. You spotted a humpback whale, says Brother. They can grow up to 60 feet. Look how free she is. Sister looks at the whale through her binoculars. We can safely admire her from a distance with these or zoom in with our cameras, she says. Great idea, agrees Dad. Hey, look, other kayakers in the blue. Ahoy! We're marine biologists. We study sea otters to help keep them safe in their homes. We don't get close to any wildlife or feed them, says Brother proudly. This is their home, too. Very good. We call that paddling politely, say the scientists as they kayak off. Then, the kids notice some debris floating in the blue. Oh dear, there's a lot of yucky stuff floating in the water. What do you think the kids should do? Yuck, says Sister. Dad, will you help us fish these out? They can tangle up sea otters and other marine life. Dad says, of course. I'm glad you asked a grown-up for help. Hey, who's that? Then a sea captain appears out of the blue.
Yarr,
the sea captain says.
Appreciate you keeping me harbor clean.
It helps the beautiful birds like brown pelicans and albatrosses too. Then he adds, now beware, there's a storm abrew.
Mom, Dad, we cleaned our room, says Sister. But there's still so much work to do to help out in the blue. Like when we're cleaning up at the sink, We may not need as much water as we think, says Brother. That's great, says Dad. It's important to remember that small changes can make a big difference in the world we share with wildlife. Everyone can help by making small changes, at home and in our own backyards, says Brother. Let's get our whole neighborhood involved. Whether it's oceans, lakes, or rivers, let's help wildlife in the blue. Let's respect signs and barriers and see things from the wildlife's point of view. Cleaner habitats can create a cleaner world. Everyone deserves a clean home, it's true. To start helping wildlife, just ask, where can I help out in the blue? Discussion guide. Look around your community. What habitats and wildlife do you notice where you live? What are people doing in these habitats? And how are they interacting with wildlife, especially out in the blue? If you could see the world from the point of view of a bird or marine mammal, which animal would you pick and why? If you had the chance to meet a marine biologist or someone who studies wildlife, what would you ask them? Think about a time when you or someone you knew helped wildlife. How can you take this story and share it with others? What does being a wildlife hero mean to you? Want to become a wildlife hero? Simply take small steps at home to create a cleaner world for wildlife and talk with your friends about how they can help too. Here are a few tips you can try. Give wildlife space. Stay a safe distance away from wildlife. If the bird or animal looks scared or is reacting to you, you're too close. Call the experts. If you see an animal in distress, call your local wildlife center. Keep pets at a safe distance. Place dogs on a leash to protect them and nearby wildlife. Paddle politely. If approached by wildlife in the water, give the animal space by slowly and safely paddling away. Don't feed wildlife. Human food can make wildlife sick. Secure your snacks, remove trash and food scraps when you leave the area you were visiting. Reuse and recycle. Help reduce waste by reusing materials whenever possible. When you can't reuse or repurpose, be sure to recycle responsibly. Turn off the tap. Help save water and use less energy at home by turning off the tap when you're not using it.